Well, when I was coming this morning, I thought I was going to be late. I don't know about you, but have you ever been in a situation when someone is telling you a story and then they get so excited about it on one part of it that they start to lose track of where they were going with it? Right, I was about to come in this morning, and as I just about to open the door of my car, my neighbor had been on a holiday for the first time, and she was really excited to tell me all about it. So she started talking about this fantastic holiday when she went to a 5-star hotel. But then within that, she started to talk about this shawarma that she ate. She told me all the ingredients, all the flavor that we... She had never seen such a wonderful shawarma in her life. And it was amazing. It was absolutely gorgeous. Incredible. She described every detail of the shawarma. I didn't get to hear what exactly happened in Egypt, where she went. She started telling me about the shawarma. And the whole conversation ended being about the shawarma. And meanwhile, I was standing with one leg inside my car. I'm wanting to go to a service. I can't be late. But I couldn't tell her. She was, oh, bless her. She was really excited to tell me. So I had to find a way of ending the conversation. And I said, I'm going to change. Do you want to come with me? She said, hell no. Oh, so as Philippians was being read this morning, I got the impression that this is what exactly Paul was doing. He was doing something similar to my neighbor. He begins with a practical issue in the church. He's talking about unity. He's talking about humility. And he's urging believers to put others first before themselves. These are the kinds of issues that every congregation faces. We're all different, aren't we? We have different personalities, different backgrounds, different perspectives, different preferences, and different opinions. We are all different. And sometimes pride gets in the way. Sometimes selfish ambition does. Sometimes we become more concerned about what we want than what is best for others. And that is exactly the sort of issue Paul is addressing. But then something happens as Paul starts to speak about humility. His thoughts are drawn to Jesus Christ. And when he starts speaking about Christ, it's almost as if he cannot stop. Suddenly, we're simply no longer just talking about unity and relationships within the church. We are standing before an eternal Son of God. We are now thinking about his glory, his humility, his obedience, his death upon the cross, his exaltation at the Father's right hand. It is as if Paul becomes captivated by Christ. What is captivating us this morning? And what makes all this remarkable is when Paul writes this, John has already said it, he was sitting in prison. one had reason to focus on their own circumstances. It was Paul. If anyone had reason to focus on injustice, it was Paul. If anyone was to focus on hardship, it was Paul. And if anyone had to focus on disappointment, it was Paul. If anyone had to focus on chains, on suffering, on fears about the future, it was Paul. Yet, when you read Philippians, you discover that Paul is not captivated by his own imprisonment. He is captivated by Christ. It challenges me, you know. I'm sure as much as it challenges yourselves. I know how easily I can become consumed by things around me. We live in a world that is full of destruction. We are distracted by the constant flow of bad news. We are distracted by politics, by social media, by financial pressures, by health concerns, by family difficulties, work pressures, disappointments, and perhaps fear as well about the future. Even in church, we can become distracted by personalities, by preferences, by traditions, by programs, disagreements. None of these things are necessarily unimportant. Some of them are real burdens, but they can become so large in our lives, in our vision, that Christ will become very small. Yet Paul shows us something different. Prison could not distract him from Christ. Chains could not distract him from Christ. The opposition could not distract him from Christ. Uncertainty could not distract him from Christ. Even the possibility of death in prison could not distract him. Why? Because Paul had discovered that the strength of a Christian life is found in Christ, not in easy circumstances, but in Christ. It is found by being captivated by Christ. That is why Paul does not simply tell the Philippians to be humble. He points to Jesus. He knows that humility is not produced merely by commands. It is produced by focusing on Christ. He knows that unity is not created by policies or procedures. It grows when God's people are captivated by Christ, our Savior. So he says, have this mind amongst yourself, which is yours in Christ. In other words, if you want to know what humility looks like, look at Christ. If you want to know what selflessness looks like, look at Christ. If you want to know what it means to put others before yourself, look at Christ. Here is the eternal Son of God, equal with the Father, worshipped by angels, possessing all glory, yet willing to humble himself, yet willing to take the form of a servant and becoming obedient to death, even to death on a cross. And when we truly see him, our pride begins to look foolish. Our selfish ambitions will begin to lose their attraction. Our demands to have our own way will begin to shrink. The more we see Christ, the less impressive we become in our own eyes. Perhaps that is the great question. What is the great question in this passage? What is distracting me? No. The great question is, what am I captivated by? Because whatever captivates us will shape us. If we are captivated by fears, we will become anxious. If we are captivated by our problems, we will become discouraged. If we are captivated by ourselves, we will become proud. But if we are captivated by Christ, we will become more like Christ. The amazing thing about Philippians 2 is that a man sitting in a prison cell gives us one of the most glorious descriptions of Jesus in the whole scripture. Rome could not chain Paul's body. Well, they could chain it, but it could not chain him and his vision of Christ. And perhaps it is exactly what the church needs today. More than new programs, more than new church ideas, more than endless discussions, the church needs to be captivated by Christ. Let us lift our eyes above our circumstances, above our distractions, above ourselves, and let us fix our gaze upon Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.